It's the Metropolis City Street Fight. Well, it's actually not really in a street, and it's not in Metropolis, and it's in the building where EPW Wrestling usually runs. So it's none of those things. And Wonder Boy is injured, he tells us himself, but it's a fight. It's just not... I didn't think they were going to Metropolis City, obviously, but it's not really a street fight. Stuff happens. Jason Genesis is his opponent, and he starts attacking him in the back, and on the back actually as well, but very quickly throws him out to where the ring is. The he trash talks to him and says that Wonder Boy was never on his level, never. Then he gets a chair. The refs are around the ring. They try to stop the use of a chair. It's a street fight. They call it street fight because there's nowhere else to go. Street fight. Goddess will give him a low blow. Yes, she does. She smacks him right in the twig and berries. Maybe the twig, maybe the berries, maybe both. And that means that Wonder Boy is slightly discombobulated and not really thinking about Jason Genesis taking his hand and putting it on the ring steps. Jason has to turn round to pick up a chair. Wonder Boy leaves his hand there. You'd take your hand away, wouldn't you? And then smacks it with the chair. Now, I like Wonder Boy. I like Jason Genesis. This wasn't fantastic, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And EPW was a lot of fun all the way through. Now, the Punks, that's Taylor and Young, are going to fight the Twins of Salem tonight for the Tag Team Championships because Taylor feels that he feels humiliated when he was tied to a chair. He was really kidnapped and tied to a chair by the Twins. They must have just let him go because here he is. More of that in a minute. But first we've got Raven Black versus Diana Taylor. It's rather good this year, actually, even though it starts with an arm lock and a back and forth arm lock at that, then a headlock, which is quite worked. Then a Diana Taylor snapmare and a leg lariat. She hits a punchline, not a punch, not a clothesline, a punchline. Then the World's Strongest Slam. They trade punches. There is, but then for the finish, there is a Raven Black roll up with a handful of trunks or tights if you're in the Americas. And she wins with that. And you know, as she says, she's got ring smarts. She certainly has. Now, calling Dorian Vane. He's being bigged up by EPW, quite rightly so. And he faces Don Montana here, who is almost as big as him. But it's mainly Dorian Vane here. Big punches, massive clothesline for a two count, and then a sort of short choke slam. Doesn't get him up really high, but then he is a big fella. Don Montana, who I like a lot, actually, looks great, and then gets the pin. We didn't see a lot of Don Montana. Hopefully we'll see some more in EPW very soon. And here's your tag team title match, the Punks versus the Twins of Salem. Now, Brandon Young backs off from Jackson early on, as if to say, I'm not quite sure what he's going to do. I don't know. Well, that's the case, because you never know. I don't think that Jackson knows himself. And that's dangerous, isn't it? Then you've got Abel hitting a sling blade and getting the cover from that, but not the pin. Sweet Taylor basement dropkick straight into a Brandon Young big suplex. Jackson, though, comes back with a sling blade. Doesn't pin him, as Jimmy Blaylock, and it's Jimmy and Joey, of course, on commentary, tells us, really, he should have pinned him right there and then. Then there's a chair in the ring from the Punks, and there's a DQ. The Twins win, but they don't get the belt. That was a shame, because I would have liked to see the Twins of Salem with that belt. Not that I don't like the Punks, who are fast and furious, but I like the Twins a little bit better. Good episode of this. Fun, not altogether smooth, a bit of a head scratcher at times, but I liked it, and that is the case with all of the EPW episodes that I have seen. Certainly in recent times. Very well done, lads. Very well done. Ta-ta.